The stained glass windows of St. Leon Church are among the most beautiful produced by Ninkeri for a church on the island of Montreal. The iconographic program is inspired by the linear history of the Bible. It starts in the east transept with an excerpt from Genesis, the original sin. It continues with scenes from Jesus' childhood and Christ's public life in the nave. It ends with the resurrection represented in one of the windows of the west transept. Proceed towards the stained glass window located in the east transept to the right of the chancel. While passing the chapel dedicated to St. Joseph, we invite you to observe the saint's statue. It is surprising to see the infant Jesus sleeping in the arms of his protective father. This original approach may be attributed to Father Gauthier's desire to show that the creative work of a committed artist such as Ninkeri can beautify a church through works of great sensibility and exclusivity, enabling a parish to stand apart quite naturally from all others. The three-part window, or triptych, decorating the east transept depicts an episode from Genesis where Adam and Eve eat the forbidden fruit and are driven from the Garden of Eden. As for the frescoes, many preparatory drawings enable the artist to achieve an ideal composition, despite the architectural constraints created here by the window frame. Ninkeri provided his apprentices and colleagues with a scale model of the window to be executed. The watercolor scale models represented small works of art. Several were kept at the Ninkeri studio. Thereafter, the scale model was scaled up down to the smallest detail on cardboard. The glass was selected and cut. The pieces were assembled on a frame and glued temporarily with wax like a suspended puzzle. Then, Ninkeri or his helpers completed the design mainly using the grisaille technique. Look closely at the bodies of Adam and Eve. They are made from a single color glass. A diluted pigment, dark brown or ochre, creates the shadow effects with wash paint. The same technique was used to achieve the details of the faces, hands, clothing, and architectural and floral elements. In addition to the grisaille technique, other methods were used in order to reduce the color density of the glass. An acid, whose composition was selected according to the color to be modified or removed, was applied on the glass and then scraped with bits of wood. The result of this technique is obvious in the light beams around the face of God in the central stained glass window and of Archangel Gabriel in the window at right. The outside light accentuates the radiance and transparency effects obtained by the modification of the glass. The pieces of the window were then taken apart and fired to definitely fix the pigments. Sometimes Ninkeri would do up to 4 firings before being satisfied, each time involving assembly, touch-up, dismantling, and firing. Do you see the horizontal lines that divide the window into equal parts? The strips correspond to the width of the oven used by Ninkeri to fire the pieces. We now invite you to go to St. Anne's Chapel, located on your right. The stained glass windows decorating this chapel, as well as the two on the main facade, were installed before 1930. They were made by Bernard Léonard's studio in Quebec City and designed by Wallace J. Fisher. The quality of the glass and the techniques used are different from the ones produced by Ninkeri. Note that the shades are duller, and the comprehension of three-dimensionality is less evident than in Ninkeri's windows. Father Gauthier was severely critical of these first windows. Too often we are anxious to pay only $1 or $2 per square foot to have color in all the windows of our churches. To meet these conditions, some manufacturers order glass reproductions of known paintings of colored images, similar to the students in our convents who copy images from the calendar. After having described the creative work of Ninkeri, he added, "Of course, we are forced to pay more, but come to St. Leon to compare the two types of stained glass windows and you will quickly see the difference." At the time that Father Gauthier wrote this text, we must point out that the only stained glass windows in place were those in the chancel and the chapels dedicated to the Virgin Mary and St. Joseph. This text resembles a plea to justify the cost of replacing Leonard's windows. After Father Gauthier retired, work continued on in compliance with his demands. However, it seems that the replacement of the two windows in question was not approved, as is the case of the two windows of the façade representing St. Paul and St. Peter, also made by Studio Bernard Léonard. To continue the visit, we invite you to discover the stained glass windows of the nave by walking from window to window to arrive in front of the windows in the west transept. Take time to admire these works of art. Pay attention to the way the artist succeeded in creating living works of art, including several elements, individuals, buildings, landscapes, framing of scenes, arranged harmoniously. Observe the effects of perspective and the use of architecture that frames the individuals, allowing the achievement of realistic proportions, sometimes amazing, considering the limited space that Ninkeri had. Also, note the colors and details of the clothing, the play on light and shadows, and especially the faces depicted with touching sensitivity. The scenes selected to illustrate the childhood of Jesus are the Adoration of the Magi, the Presentation at the Temple, Jesus among the Doctors, and the Shop in Nazareth. The west side features the following scenes: Jesus calming the tempest, the Sermon of the Beatitudes, Caesar's tribute, and Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Please proceed to the front of the stained glass window in the west transept and select track 15.